This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains what that means for the approximately 2,500 troops still there. And he also says that the announcement comes on the heels of Biden's decision to withdraw fully from Afghanistan nearly 20 years after the U.S. launched the war in response to the September 11th attacks that occurred in 2001. South Korea says that the leaders of the North and South have agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. The presidential office in Seoul says that Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached such an agreement during several rounds of exchanges of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel Tuesday morning. The development comes amid more than 2 years of a stalemate in U.S.-led diplomacy aimed at stripping North Korea of its nuclear weapons. California and New York City have announced that they will require all government employees to get the coronavirus vaccine or face weekly COVID-19 testing. The Department of Veterans Affairs on Monday became the first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to receive the shot. Meanwhile, in a possible sign, increasingly dire health warnings are getting through to more Americans. Vaccination rates began to creep up over this past weekend. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to the concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was a latest sign that the White House is again having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as a more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resists vaccination. It was also a reversal from the sentiment President Joe Biden voiced earlier in the month when he said that his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travelers bound for the United States. Australia's second most populous city is ending its fifth pandemic lockdown Tuesday as the Victoria state is government declares it has beaten an outbreak of the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant for a second time. The five-day lockdown in Melbourne and across Victoria allows schools, pubs, and restaurants to reopen, but people will not be allowed to have visitors in their homes for 2 more weeks. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says that we have all seen off Delta outbreaks. Meanwhile, the city of Sydney remains on lockdown indefinitely after more than 4 weeks. The final toll in is 98 in the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. We get details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
We have done everything possible to bring closure to the families.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Nothing we can say or do will bring back these 98 angels who left behind grieving families, beloved friends, loved ones across this community and across the world.
It's unclear what will happen at the site. Some condo owners want to rebuild. Others say a memorial should be created there. I'm Shelley Adler.
Dozens of Argentine and Mexican demonstrators gathered outside the Cuban embassies in Buenos Aires and Mexico City on Monday to voice support for Cuba's socialist government. The demonstrations come amid the biggest unrest in the Caribbean nation in decades. In Mexico City, protesters chanting, singing Cuba's national anthem and demanded an end to the embargo against Cuba. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.